Hi, I'd like to welcome you to our show. I'm your host, Pragmatic. We're talking about life as a child of God and all things related to His kingdom. Thanks for joining us. If you're a new listener to the show, you can find articles and books and other resources on my website, www.pragmatic.com. Now let's jump into this week's show. Hi there, friends. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon update. Just checked the Q page, and we are caught up to date on Q posts. Q actually hasn't posted anything today, so I'm getting a day off. Q posts can currently be found on QAnonMap.github.io. There are a couple of other places where you can find them, but that's the easiest place to find them right now. As you know, if you've been following Q, sometimes the posts will disappear from one page and show up on another one. So I am doing my best to try to keep track of where Q is posting. My theme for this series is question everything. And I should probably let you know right at the beginning, I'm not a person who tends to question everything. When I was younger, I questioned a lot more. As people are prone to do when they're young and they're full of themselves, they think they can question authority and question everything. I don't think that's what Q is getting at in this series. But what we are finding out is the more we realize how much the CIA and the intelligence community has been involved in manipulating the narrative through the mainstream media and the church, it is now giving us reason to begin questioning what we've been told. So let me go to the first Q post of this series. This is it. It is Delta in brackets 6, number 6, and then conf, which confirmed. Comms good, operational, Q. So this is a test that Q does whenever he's been having problems with one of the boards. He was having problems on Great Awakening, had not posted there in a few days. When he went back on Great Awakening, he did some tests to make sure that his comms were good. So these are some different tests. This is the second post, secure comms. And this you might want to pay attention to, sig_5:5_read. We're going to see that in just a few minutes. Someone noticed that and made a mention of it, so we'll cover that later. So again, these are just, I think, operational posts that Q puts out letting him know that he's confirming comms are good on his board. So Q posted a flag and then a definition of a patriot and a traitor. A patriot is a person who loves, supports, and defends his or her country and its interests with devotion. Or, number two, a person who regards himself or herself as a defender, especially of individual rights, against presumed interference by the federal government. The definition of a traitor is a person who betrays another, a cause, or any trust, or the second definition, a person who commits treason by betraying his or her country. So it's interesting, the second definition of a patriot is a person who regards him or herself as a defender, especially of individual rights, against interference by the federal government. A patriot is not a person who is a sycophant and blindly follows the government, because sometimes the government interferes in individual liberties. And a patriot is, according to Q's definition, a person who puts individual liberties before government. So keep that in the back of your mind, something good to think about. All right, like I said, that is just a header that Q posted on the Great Awakening, and I thought it was worth sharing. This is the next Q post. It is a link to a couple of PDF documents about the CIA's involvement in the media and the church. Q has these two links and asks the question, why are the above public, and in brackets, public declassified docs, highly protected? Well, whenever Q says, why are these protected? What are they hiding? What don't they want you to know? Why would these documents be protected by the CIA? Well, maybe because the CIA doesn't want us to wake up. Maybe the CIA wants us to continue sleeping, continue being deceived about what's really happening. Maybe because if we knew the truth, the CIA would become no such agency, which Q has actually suggested in the past. I do think one of the things that Q is getting at in this series is the idea that the CIA has outlived its usefulness and has probably gotten involved in too many things it shouldn't be involved in. And I think we're going to either see the CIA have much less power in the intelligence community or possibly be disbanded altogether. So Q gives us this post with the links, asks us why they've been protected, and then says this, scroll through both docs. So I did that. And the first link is really just a back and forth. It's a series of letters between Fauntleroy and the CIA director. Fauntleroy is a congressman who was on the panel that was investigating the assassinations of John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King. And there was a congressional inquiry there trying to find out and get to the root of the bottom of what happened with these assassinations. And as many of us are finding out, there's a good likelihood that the CIA was involved in both of them. So these letters go back and forth between the congressman and the director of the CIA. And the congressman is trying to make a point that he believes there are CIA operatives working in the press who are covering his panel's investigation of the assassinations. And the congressman is telling the CIA director, if you have reporters that are covering our work on our panel, we want you to remove them. We don't want them covering what we're doing and reporting it to the people, because I think they were suspecting that the CIA was involved and they didn't want CIA operatives in the media reporting on their progress. So that's what the first document is. It's just a series of letters going back and forth between them. The CIA director adamantly denies that they had any reporters in the media at all, and certainly didn't have any working covering his panel. This is the link right here to the second document. It is intelligence to Senate hearing that took place in 1996, and it investigates the use of clergy and the media by the CIA. So the CIA actually has over the years used missionaries and people in the church to do overseas intelligence operations, because missionaries and reporters, when they go overseas, they're given special treatment. They're allowed to go places that other people wouldn't be able to go. They're allowed to have meetings with people that others wouldn't have meetings with. The CIA has used that as a way to get information and get intelligence on other governments. So if you didn't know that the CIA was using people in the church and the media, yes. And this is a fairly extensive document with a lot of different testimonies. I'll just click on this one. This is a table of contents and shows some of the people that testified. Ted Koppel testified in this hearing. Different news anchors testified. People who are reporters for newspapers all testified. So Q is asking us, why doesn't the CIA want us to know this information? Well, they have things to hide. And this is extra credit. As I was doing my research, I searched for CIA operations with the media, and I ran across a CIA website where they had a bunch of old newspaper articles. And I clicked on a bunch, I just read a bunch of them. This one I found very interesting. These are several articles that talk about how Howard Hunt, who was involved in the Watergate break-in, he was a 20-year CIA operative. And this first article on the left is about the CIA's spying on the Goldwater campaign in 1964. The article on the right is a later article that says that it was actually LBJ who ordered the CIA to spy on the Goldwater campaign during the election. Spying on presidential campaigns by the intelligence community has gone, and not just a new thing. This has been going on for a long time. And if it was happening in 1964, it's probably been happening pretty consistently. So we're learning a lot more about what the CIA has been involved in. This is an interesting article, too. This is on that same CIA website. This is an article that explains how the CIA owned a commercial airline. And it was actually a charter airline. And people didn't know about it. They owned the airline for 13 years. And it was kept a secret until the airline went up for sale. And then it became public knowledge that the CIA actually owned the airline. So if the CIA is involved in all these different areas of business and life, you almost have to wonder, what are they not involved in? So this next post is interesting. One of the Anons thinks that he figured out some of the coded messages that Q is using between Q and the president. And it has to do with the blank spaces that are in some of President Trump's tweets. So over here you see President Trump tweet. There's a blank space here. And the question that some of the Anons have been asking is, okay, what goes in that blank space? How do you know what goes in there? Is there something, is there a message we're supposed to know about? And the Anon says, no, I think I figured it out. Okay, so read the bottom part of this post here. It says, we fill in the blanks. He hears us. We insert something here and show we understand how this works. Whatever the board consensus is, it will be. So the Anon is saying this, and let me click on this next image, give you a little better look at this. This is just an example. So in this piece of paper here, you see, there are five questions that are written, and most of them are covered. One of them, and they each have a number. So number one, number two, three, four, and number five. Okay. The way that, and you see the number 45 on the slide here, the way that the president and Q are using this signal is there's a coded number for each of the questions or each of the responses, and there's a number of fingers that indicate which response is the correct one. So you've got five fingers, one, two, three, four, five fingers pointing to the number five response. Q signaled 5:5 read. So the signal and the read is 5 and 5. Five fingers means answer number five, I hear you. So when the Anon goes back here and says, what goes in the blank space in Trump's tweet, Trump is saying, he hears us. So this is the Anon. He has a theory. He thinks this is what the way that Q is communicating and the president. And Q says, you're learning our comms. All right. So the Anons are figuring this system out. I don't know that I understand it completely, but there seems to be some unspoken messages that the president is giving, that Q is giving. If we learn how to look at the gaps, look at the spaces, look at the code, we'll see things, we'll learn things that are not obvious to the casual observer. All right. Here's a better view of the president's tweet. You can see that space. Obviously, there's a space there. Something should be in there. So evidently, when there are spaces in there, there's a message that Trump is giving us that is an unspoken message. We have to figure it out. All right, moving along. One of the Anons says that he's glad to see Q back on the board. I'll just read this. Good to see you again here, Q. This confirmation feels great. You guys in POTUS are awesome. Thank you again for all of this and everything you do at Q and all these amazing Anons are doing. Gratitude. And Q responds, did you count the spaces in the tweet and cross-reference against spaces left here to match the meaning? So whenever an Anon gets something right or is getting close, Q gives them encouragement to keep going and ask more questions and keep pursuing this because you're going to learn more. Q then posted about the CIA and some murders in China. Clowns revealed in China/other. 2010. brackets 187, sold Intel, HRC open source server, and then in brackets we have missing emails, in brackets we have CrowdStrike, granted access, betrayed, only the tip. This will be made public soon. Q. So what is Q talking about? Well, when we see 187 in brackets, we know from a lot of previous posts that refers to murder. We'll talk about sold Intel in a minute and Hillary's server. So clowns is a reference to CIA in China and others. So the CIA operatives, spies, were exposed in China and other countries in 2010. What is that about? Let's go. Let's talk about the sold Intel. One of the Anons responds with this: the traitor sold SAPs. What is that about? Well, back in July of 2016, the FBI Anon came on 4chan and was posting about Hillary and the Clinton Foundation. And one of the posts, the FBI agent said, "All I can tell you about the SAPs is that Hillary had them, HRC, that's Hillary. She did not have proper authority to have any of them. They were leaked to her by someone, and she did sell them to overseas donors. Possessing them alone makes her guilty of treason." So we knew this a couple of years ago. Let's talk a little bit about SAPs. So an SAP is short for Special Access Program. Special Access Program is the highest form of security to guard the nation's highest secrets. And this is just a Wikipedia page that explains the different categories of SAPs. People that are typically involved in SAPs, it's always the highest people in any level of government. And examples involve things like troop placement, battle plans, nuclear weapons codes. Anything that is very, very sensitive is usually covered under a special access program. In order to access the information, you have to be read onto the program. You have to have a need to know, highest security clearance. All right, that's what we're talking about. And the FBI Anon noted that Hillary was selling SAPs to overseas donors. All right, Hillary had received SAPs on her email server, on her unsecured server, and she was selling them to foreign nations. We're talking about things like troop placement and battle plans. And that is a serious issue. So Q responds with this: how do you break up something this big? What happens if low and mid-level senior non-corrupt patriots learn they were sold out? What happens? Who is waiting with open arms with a plan to reorganize under a single entity with direct OS oversight by trusted patriots? Who are trusted patriots who understand intelligence collection? Q. So Q is asking the question here, hypothetical question. What do you do? What do you think the generals in the military and the colonels and the leaders are going to do when they find out that the Secretary of State and the President sold them out, got their people killed, gave the nation's highest level intelligence secrets to foreign nations, and our military was sold out by the very leaders that they're protecting? How do you think those military leaders are going to respond to that level of treason? Q says, for those who are watching, this should scare you. It's the power you depend on to survive. Money is worthless without those in power serving you. White House military patriots, ready to play, Q. So Q here has a warning to those who were involved in all of this. Q has said previously, we will never forget. Define the end. Day of reckoning is upon us. John 3:16, Q. This was a reference to Edward Snowden, but it is also a reference to anyone who has sold out our armed forces, who has sold out the people that were put in harm's way. And I hate to say this, but this is personal for the people in the military. This is not business. This is personal. I hate to use the word revenge, but I think that part of what we're going to see is a lesson that people need to remember for a long time, that this level of treason cannot be allowed to happen again in the future. All right, so going back to the original post, Q posted this regarding the clowns revealed in China and other 2010-187 sold intel. Many CIA agents were imprisoned or killed in China between 2010 and 2012 when information about them was stolen, leaked, or sold. There are numerous reports. This is a Business Insider article about how the CIA agents were exposed and then killed or put in prison during that time frame. So what Q is suggesting is that it was actually Hillary who turned over that information to the Chinese that allowed the CIA agents to be exposed and then killed or put in prison. Regarding the CIA and the media, this is a very insightful, long article by Carl Bernstein. You can click on this link or you can just Google Carl Bernstein and the CIA and the media. That's the title of this article. He has extensive knowledge of how the CIA, and that's the great thing about this article. It explains exactly how the CIA used the media, how they used journalists, some examples of, you know, which networks were used and which newspapers were used and how they did it. If you're interested in learning more, I would definitely advise reading this article. And here is another article for extra credit. This is an article from the New Yorker titled When the CIA Duped College Students. It's actually about how the CIA infiltrated the National Student Association and used them in their takedown of the Soviet Union. So CIA has been doing some really interesting stuff over the years. All right, moving on to the next post. This has to do with the shooting in Broward County at the high school and the subsequent debate over gun control. So Q says, people kill people. You are watching a movie. They want you weak, slave, sheep, distraction, Q. I have a lot of thoughts on this post. And really what Q is getting at here is the idea that it is not guns that kill people, it's people that kill people. When a police officer shoots someone who is involved in a crime, do we complain because the gun killed the person? When the police are involved, we realize it was the policeman's choice to pull the trigger, and it was a cop who killed the person, not the gun. We never use the, you know, guns kill people argument when it involves police, but if it involves citizens, people say, well, guns kill people. So I'm not going to go too much into that debate because Q says this is a distraction. This entire discussion about gun control is a distraction. Why do they create false flag events? A false flag event is not a fake event that is false. It is a real event. But it is an engineered event. It is not random. It is intentional, and it has a purpose. It is usually used to create a public argument or public discussion about an issue. When the mainstream media and the government doesn't want you to talk about one issue, they create a false flag event to get the discussion onto another issue. So for the last week, on social media, people have been arguing and screaming over gun control when they could be talking about the investigations of the FBI and the Justice Department and the corruption in government. They could be talking about, you know, how God is healing people. They could be talking about a lot of other things. But for the last week, we've been arguing and screaming and hollering about gun control, which is exactly what they want. They don't want us looking into the finances of Nancy Pelosi. They don't want us looking into what's happening with Jack Dorsey and Twitter and rumors of Twitter being sold. They don't want us looking into the pedophile accounts on Twitter that Jack Dorsey is trying to hide. They don't want us looking into these issues. They'd rather have us talking about gun control. So Q is saying, look, this whole conversation is a distraction. We should be staying on our own messages. We all have a message. We all have something we should be investigating and looking into. But as long as they can get us involved in this discussion about gun control, they will let this go on for weeks because it's keeping us from focusing on what we should be focusing on. All right. That's my rant. Thank you for listening. We're going to move along. In the next post, one of the Anons has tracked down a man he believes to be the person that Q asked about in a previous post. So this is Q's previous post, and this is a link to him. As his name is Medhat El Amir, and he was indicted by the DOJ. And let's dive into that. Oh, the Anon says, pretty sure we found our Hezbollah connection, and there's a link down here. And we'll unpack this for you. So this is the original post by Q from January. And Q said, why is Hussein, that's Obama, traveling the globe? There's millions in dollar signs. And then he has a couple of account numbers here, telling the Anons, go find out who owns these accounts. Where did the money come from? How do you destroy the most powerful country in the world? Direct attack? Covert op? So one of the Anons says, hey, I found that bank account. And it belongs to this guy named Medhat El Amir. He was a physician, works on the East Coast. The link goes to this page, which is an indictment. And essentially, this guy was making a lot of money, millions of dollars, and not paying taxes on any of it. So he got indicted for tax evasion. Here is a news article. This article talks about this doctor from Saddle River, diverted $5.8 million, didn't pay taxes on any of it. So Q is, I think, suggesting that this guy is somehow related to money that's going to fund what Obama is doing. And Q says, you have more than you know. This is why we are here. Great job, Patriot. Watch the speech. We're talking to you. Proofs only meant for you. What the heck is that all about? So Q posted this just about an hour before the president did his remarks at the annual CPAC. And this is a link to President Trump's speech. He went for a long time. He actually spoke for about an hour and 10 minutes. And Q was saying that there are proofs and winks and nods in the president's speech that are intended for the Anons, and they're supposed to look for them. All right. I have my friend Pepper Potts sitting next to me. She's looking at me with big eyes like she can't say anything. All right. Next, Q posted this. This is now the picture that has gone around the world. The Broward County Sheriff, Sheriff Israel, who was outside the high school during the shooting with three deputies, and none of them went in. So Q was asking, hey, here's that sheriff, and he's hanging out with Hillary. Do you believe in coincidences? And Q is getting at the relationship between the Broward County School Board, the Sheriff's Department, the Clinton Foundation, the Barack Obama administration, and Sundance on Conservative Treehouse, as usual, has done an amazing job at piecing together all of these players and how they've created a system that really prevents teenagers who are at risk of becoming killers from being put into the criminal process. They have developed a process of diversion that doesn't appropriately deal with people who are likely to become killers. They slap them on the wrist and they let them continue in this role. Sundance has been researching this, has a really good article on it, actually several articles. And if you want more information on that, I would definitely look into that. I'm going to go to this next post and we'll get more on that. So Q asks a series of questions. Why school shootings? What is more precious than our children? Emotional pull. Distraction event. Gun grab event. D, security. Why would locals go along with such a sick, organized event? They must control local police, school, county officials, etc. to work. Why? Money. Federal aid and donations. These people are sick. And there is a link to an article about the Sandy Hook shooting 2 years later and what happened. Follow the money. It's always about the money. Q. Q says, why school shootings? Because we treasure our children more than anything. It is a huge emotional issue. And if you want to get someone to thinking outside of normal logic, you appeal to their emotions. And you can get them to agree to almost anything, no matter how illogical it is, if you make an emotional appeal. And they know that children are an emotional hot button. So you, if you want to get some agenda passed, make it about the children. Q says this is a distraction. It is the Democrats. It's their subject that they feel they have ownership over. Whenever they need to reestablish their platform, they'll do one of these events, and they can reestablish their basic tenets of their, you know, worldview. Q asks, why would locals go along with such an organized event? And you have to get the police, county officials, school board, everyone to buy into it in order to make it work. How do they do that? What is in it for them? It's all about the money. So this is a link to the article. And let me click on this. The article says, Sandy Hook, 2 years later, where is the aid going, the financial aid? All right. You might want to read this article. I'll just give you a quick summary of it. This is in the Current News Review, has found that since 2012, Sandy Hook school shooting, the federal government has given the town of Newton and several agencies more than $17 million in aid that has been used primarily to enhance mental health services and school security. They've also received a lot of money in donations. All right, Q is suggesting that they are staging these events partly because they know they can get a lot of money if they do it. So the school board, the sheriff's department, and the local officials, they all buy into this because they know that they need the money. And it also helps push an agenda. All right. So Q posted this. Who do you think is leaking the info? Take a wild guess. Analyze the shooter. He's a pawn. Voices in his head. We know. We are taking action behind the scenes. CNN was set up. Stupid. Q. So what is Q getting at? Well, my analysis of this, Q is asking, there's information that is being leaked about the setup, about the way this is organized, the CNN crisis actors, the way that CNN put this town hall together, the way that they scripted the questions, and a lot of this seems to be staged in advance. Who is putting that information out there? Well, the NSA sees everything. They know everything. And President Trump is in charge of the NSA now. So my guess is the NSA is putting it out there. And they have done this because Q says CNN was set up. This information is coming out. It's being leaked to expose CNN's corruption. All right. This is Q's next post. Libel laws, end of MSM, Q. And this is something that President Trump has talked about a lot in the past, that he is looking at changing the libel laws to hold the mainstream media accountable to the lies and disinformation that it's been putting out there. And Q is saying, when Trump changes the libel laws, it is going to destroy the mainstream media. They have a plan. All right, next post. Q posted this, and This is an Anon who is asking about phase two, and he thinks he has figured out phase two. So there's an old post from Q talking about phase two, and there's a tweet. Let me show you some better images of that. Well, this was the post from Q. Stay tuned. Everything has a meaning or purpose. At Jack getting nervous, phase two. And this is the tweet from Zero Hedge. It's an article. Trump warns of a very, very unfortunate phase two if North Korean sanctions fail. So the Anon wants to know, is the phase two that Q is referring to, is that have to do with President Trump's phase two? Q says, no coincidences, expand your thinking. Q, I've actually seen a number of references to phase two recently in news articles. I don't know that it's related to North Korea, but I think it's good to keep mindful of things like phase two. And as you read news articles, look for the keyword phase two. I've been seeing it more, and eventually we'll find something that clicks with that. All right. Next post by Q is testing the board. Did several tests, security test D3. Notice this is D3, not Delta 3. Here's another one. RT underscore log underscore run 15. Another one, comms underscore off 2. And then another one, security SEC underscore test Q. All right. This one says comms good. Nice try Q. So I'm guessing Q here is talking to the people who are screwing with his board, trying to jam him or cause problems. And Q was having some issues and finally got everything straightened out and basically told the clowns, hey, nice try, but communications are good and we're not being hindered by your stupidity anymore. So this is actually the last thing that Q posted. Stanislav Lunev, The Bridge, Payback for Today, Q. All right. So what does that mean? Well, I have seen a lot of guesses about what this means. The first thing you want to do is learn about Stanislav Lunev. Who was this guy? Here's some background information. This is a Wikipedia page. Lunev was a high-ranking official in essentially the Russian equivalent of the CIA. He defected and came to the United States and has been working as a consultant to the FBI and the CIA. He is in the FBI's Witness Protection Program. The big thing is he is a former Russian spy who defected to the United States. Had some interesting operations. Lunev asserted that some of the hidden caches in Europe in different places contained portable nuclear tactical weapons known as suitcase bombs, and that they actually found a way to set up booby traps where they could assassinate leaders with these bombs. They successfully detonated several of them in Europe and killed a bunch of people. Lunev also talked about a plan to poison the Potomac River in order to hurt a lot of people in the Washington, D.C. area. The big question that Q is asking with reference to Lunev is the bridge. So Q posted this, Stanislav Lunev, The Bridge, Payback for Today. What does that mean? Payback for Today. So they were messing with Q's comms, right? His comms were messed up, and there's people that are trying to slow down and stop what Q is doing. That's been happening for a long time. That's why a lot of his boards have been taken down, and he's facing a lot of opposition. So there is some payback coming for the people that are messing with Q and his team. Now, what does that look like? I suspect it has something to do with Snowden. And here is why I say that. Lunev is a spy who defected to the U.S. Edward Snowden is a spy who defected to Russia. Okay, so there's a polar opposite there. All right. Snowden left Russia after he leaked information on the NSA to the press. Q has been telling us for a long time, Snowden is going to come to the United States. Right, here's one of the posts from January 27. Snowden, Clock is ticking. How's Russia, Mr. Contractor? So this has been a recurring theme for a long time. But a couple days ago, Q posted, Snowden is not in Russia anymore. Snowden has become a liability. All right, and now I'm going to tie this to Lunev. So you have to ask the question, if Snowden is going to come to the U.S. for, I'm guessing, for prosecution, that's when Q has been hinting that Snowden is going to end up being prosecuted. How do we extradite Snowden to the U.S.? Well, you don't extradite because we don't have an extradition treaty. The way that usually happens is you trade. So Putin would give us Snowden, and Trump would give up some Russian spies to Putin that Putin wants back. So you do a trade of spies. That is actually the theme of the Bridge of Spies. It's a historical drama. It actually takes place during the Cold War, where Russia and the United States traded spies. Okay, the Bridge of Spies. So it's just a guess, but it could be that Q's reference to the bridge is a reference to the movie The Bridge of Spies, where they did a trade of spies, where maybe Trump and Putin are working on an exchange where Snowden comes to the U.S. and we give Putin some spies. And for what it's worth, this is a Bloomberg article from 2016, and it's about how Snowden is turning into a liability for Putin. Here's a little screenshot of the headline. Snowden is turning into a liability for Putin. And it gives a case for why Putin may eventually want to give up Snowden and kick him out of the country and have him come back to the U.S. Because he's running his mouth over there and all about freedom and liberty, and he's been very critical of Putin. And now their argument is that Snowden is becoming a liability for Putin. All right. And if at some point Snowden keeps running his mouth and causing problems for Putin, he becomes a liability. Then Putin would have a reason to turn him over to the U.S. Say, you know what? This guy's causing too much trouble for me. You guys take him back. We don't want him. So that may be why Q has been suggesting you are now a liability. You're a liability to Putin. He's not going to protect you anymore. He's going to turn you over to Trump, and you're going to be prosecuted. Now, I could be wrong, but that is my interpretation of that. Several other people have noted that there is a book called The Bridge, The Life and Rise of Barack Obama. This book was written in 2010. Is that what Q is referring to? I don't know. How do you dovetail that into, how does that become relevant to what Q is talking about in the context of everything else? It's possible, but I don't know how that would be relevant. Just wanted to give you some additional information. Q often posts the term Delta in his posts, and Delta has several different meanings. It depends on the context. So this is a post from the 21st, Delta bracket 6 confirmed, comms good, operational. It's probably worth our time to figure out what does Delta mean. Delta is a term that's used in both math and science. It represents the change or the difference in an equation or an experiment. That's one way that delta is used. Delta is also a military term, and it is used to assess the threat, the relative level of threat. So for the military, they have four different threat levels in what they call the threat con. There is alpha, which is the lowest threat level, bravo, which is the medium level, Charlie is the third highest level, and then you have ThreatCon Delta, which is the highest critical level of threat. All right, that is another possibility. Sometimes when Q is referring to Delta, he may be referring to the severity of a threat. The other possibility is that Delta is also part of the phonetic alphabet that's used by the military. They just assign a word with each letter. So A is Alpha, B is Bravo, C is Charlie, D is Delta, E is Echo. So if you want to know what terms like Delta mean, I think it's good to just look at the context, look at what Q is referring to. In this particular example above, Q used the word Delta and then bracket 6 and then an abbreviation for, I think, confirmed. I think this is the letter. D is being used for a letter. and it's d6. Now, why sometimes he actually will write out d6 and why sometimes it's delta 6, I don't know. But I just wanted to put that out there for you to think about. All right, that is going to wrap it up for my Q post for this series. I appreciate you hanging in there. I appreciate you sharing this with your friends and family. That is what Q wants us to do. He wants us to get the word out, to red pill the normies, to help them understand what is really going on. And in light of what the CIA has been doing in our society for the last 50 years, we probably need to start questioning the things that we believe. All right, thank you all. This is Pragmatic signing off. I'll catch you on the next broadcast. Well, folks, that is our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for dropping by. If you're new to the podcast and you haven't been to my website, you might drop by and check out the articles I have there. If you have any questions or comments about the show, you can contact me at admin@pragmatic.com. That's admin@pragmatic.com. You can also contact me on Facebook and Twitter. I'd like to thank you again for dropping by. I hope you enjoyed the show.